You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Shame is that one should not curse a person that is not able to hear. The command is Lo Teqalel Cheresh. So now the question that is brought, why the command is to not curse somebody that is not able to hear. So you should say, Lo Teqalel. You should not, Chas V'Shalom, curse. What's the difference between somebody that can hear and somebody that is not able to hear? And beside that, cursing, what does it do? No, I understand. No, but the question, before we get to that, what's the point of cursing? What does the curse do? No curse. Nobody, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, he did say that whoever that took the teraphim would not live. No? So it
No, I meant there is no benefit for the person who curses. That's what I mean.
No, but damages.
Yeah.
No?
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
So why? How could it be that you say a few words and then it caused disaster? How could it be such a thing?
Because
it's kadosh?
Yes.
So if it's kadosh, so now if he curses, so now we should not go the other way. I mean, should not be destructive. If it's kadosh, understand?
It's powerful.
It's powerful. Why? Why is it powerful? Why the dibur has such a power? What happened that we have such a tool that it can be very destructive? Say?
You do something.
Why? Where did this come from? How do we know?
From the creation.
How did it take place? What did it happen?
Created the world
in the world. Right, Hashem created the olam, by his speech.
Yes.
So it has anything to do with us.
We have a lot to do with what
he's doing. How do we know? No, Hashem, yes, he has such a power. But how do we know we have such a power that we are able...
The same way that we pray to Hashem with Kavanah and is accepted, that he has a power.
Yeah, so fine. Why it does get accepted?
They teach us the Torah when we are in the womb of our mother. So that's why we have the power of everything. The whole Torah.
I understand, but this is your power of being able to speak. So here it says, don't curse a deaf person. But you should have said, don't curse. So now, but the point of matter here is, where do we get such a destructive tool that we're able to destroy things by our dibur?
You can create, you can do anything, you can build,
you can destroy. Yeah, but where is the source? That's what I'm looking for. I understand Master Bereshit, but where in Master Bereshit?
The Nachash,
the Nachash? I know, but how about us?
Hashem created the whole world with him.
Yeah, we took care of that, yeah. Yeah, we took care of that. How are we able to speak? What happened that we are able to
speak?
Okay. Now we're getting some. So the power of being able to speak, actually, like, let's say, when you blow in a balloon, right? Ah, exactly. Right. So now, what do you have in the balloon now?
Air from your mouth.
In the balloon, it's you. It's you. Yes, exactly. You are in the balloon.
Right.
It's part of you. Because you gave your air inside the balloon, so that means it's actually it's you. So now here, so when Hashem will. The privilege of to be able to speak, so actually, that is the part of Hashem that we are able to speak. So now, actually, when I speak, I resemble Hashem. That means I copy Hashem. So now here, that the power of being able to speak, the Gemara explains that there is a brit keruta lashon. What does that mean? That we have a covenant, as well as the power of being to speak. So that means you are able to bring such a wonder, such a miracle through being able to speak. Like that's what we practice through the day. We do tefillah. We read Tehillim. We have bakashot. We ask Hashem, you know, our wishes, we plead to Hashem. So now the Torah says, Lo teralel el hersh. So here, let's say, when the Torah says, don't steal, to benefit of who?
Us.
The one that is taken away?
No, the one, yes, the one taken away.
So that means, the Torah means, don't take something that belongs to somebody else. Right? So now here, when it says, don't curse a deaf, to benefit of who?
The person who's cursed.
No, now you're changing your mind now. No, you're confusing me. So now, when it says don't steal, you said it's to benefit of the other person. So now, when it says don't curse a deaf is not able to hear, right? So why should I not curse a deaf? He doesn't hear. He's not going to be offended. Fine, yeah. Good. Fine, but he doesn't hear, so.
That means you don't have no fear of Hashem even.
Understand. But are you hurting him?
Yes.
He doesn't hear.
He doesn't have to.
So what? Well, so, so you can smile and curse. I understand, but so when he says don't curse the deaf, who is Torah is protecting? You or the deaf?
You.
You?
Yes.
So what does that mean? Is protecting you?
Because it's in Lashon Hara, the person who gets damaged is the self. I mean, he doesn't hear whatever, but still.
Now, before we go to Lashon Hara, but that's what's cursing. Who? Why is the benefit of you?
Someone.
Understand, but in case of the cursing, so if you curse somebody that doesn't hear, what happens to you?
If you say beracha to somebody, you get first the beracha. If you curse somebody,
why are you jumping? Just focus on the cursing.
If you say it first, you get the benefit of it.
So now, if someone curses a deaf, so what happens?
So you get the curse.
He gets the curse?
No, I get the curse.
Where does he say such a thing? If somebody curses somebody else, he is going to be cursed?
And then you're going to be cursed.
What does it say?
Like you're going to bless someone, you're going to be blessed.
Where does it say such a thing?
It says, if you bless someone,
Yaakov Avinu, alav shalom, cursed.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he hurt?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. who was harmed?
Rachel Imenu.
Nothing happened to Yaakov. Fine, maybe emotionally, but no, he was not hurt.
No. From Sarah Imenu told Abraham Avinu, whatever happened to me is because of you, to Abraham Avinu, because Hara.
Yes.
So she got short term of her life because of said that.
No, that's a different case because she asked for judgment.
Exactly.
So this is not the same thing. We're talking about cursing. But that's a good point. We'll be talking about cursing.
How come Bilam cursed the people and they never hear him cursing, and there was and Hashem was even scared from him. He made everything for him not to curse, and he changed the curse into a blessing because you can curse without nobody hearing you, and it's working fine.
Fine, good. Nothing happened. So what happened to Bilam?
So where is the source?
Bilam gets cursed.
No, the reason that Pinchas went after him, it was a different case in the end of Parashat Balak, that he came with unfortunate, very vicious plan, but it has nothing to do with him cursing. He wanted to curse, Hashem didn't let it happen, and that was it. But here...
Maybe over here, because it says that Hashem protect the people who are less fortunate. Like, let's say Hashem protecting somebody who's deaf.
Right.
So then cursing that person, and Hashem's protecting him. So maybe Hashem says, you know what? Since I'm protecting him, you're cursing him. Maybe, in a sense, it's cursing somebody that Hashem's protecting. So Hashem will get it back to you.
Could be, yeah. But here, Sefer HaChinuch, this is a very, very powerful message. And it is, see, you know, when you go through the parashiyot, so obviously you look under Parashat Noach. What do you expect in Parashat Noach? Noach. What do you expect?
You tell people to...
No. You see Parashat Noach, say, Noach is a bad... He says, Noach is Sadiq. Right. See, Pasha Lech Lecha, what's your impression from Pasha Lech Lecha? Abraham Avinu was told to go on a mission, right? So now, you all of a sudden see Pasha Kiddushim. Kiddushim, what does Kiddushim mean?
Holy.
So what's your impression about Pasha Kiddushim? The first thing that comes to your mind, what is it?
To be holy.
How?
Learn how to be holy.
How? Why, I'm asking a difficult question. Kedoshim! It says, holy. So what's the first thing that comes to your head? Go to mikveh. Go to mikveh. Kedoshim! Kedoshim, that means go to mikveh. That's the... Ultimate way to become? Kadosh. That's why, you know, many, you know, Sokhutan Maren Aleinu go to mikveh in the morning. So now here, it's a Parashat Kiddushin. Don't curse a deaf. Eh? This is being Kadosh? What does it mean? The direction to be holy, don't curse a deaf. What does it mean? Shonam is teaching us, as we just about in the process of standing by Har Sinai, and hear Hashem. That's the whole task is all about. You have to hear about another almost, you know, 20 days, 19 days, to hear Anochi Hashem. So how? Because it says, we are Am? No.
Segula.
We are the selected nation. So now here, Pasha Kedushim says, you know how you can be Am Kadosh? Have respect for yourself. Have respect for yourself. Don't degrade yourself. Huh?
cursing the dead.
Don't bring out negative words out of your mouth. That's how you become kadosh. You don't become kadosh when you go to mikveh. But you become kadosh when you have value for yourself. Don't say negative things. Don't curse people. Not for the sake of those that they might hear or not hear. But that's why the command is all about. Don't curse the deaf. Well, what does it matter if I curse him or not, or give him Mishabarach? Would he know what I'm telling?
No.
So here Totonsha says, it has nothing to do with him. The point here is you. You have to have value for yourself. You have to upgrade yourself. How? Through your, what you say. That's how I become kadosh. And that's the very, very keen point, that every word that comes out of your mouth either degrades you or elevates you. Hashem yizakenu, sheyam kedoshim, bezan Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.